there. And I know at their lunchtime, which is their, they call it dinner, they can feed anywhere from 400 to 700 people. Mm. And I know I've worked there. Oh. So forget it. I know they got that there.
So it's still going.
That one is still going. I think they're going to keep that mainly for a training thing, because a lot of times Pensacola is where they teach, you know, the pilots to fly and how to land on a small landing strip for carriers, you know. And a lot of times when Pensacola in the wintertime has bad weather, they send the planes to Key West and they practice landing here because we have a short strip that is about the length of a carrier.
Oh, I see.
So they're always coming in and out.
I know there was some over the other night, it seems. Yeah. Make a lot of noise. At least that's what...
Well, they've cut down since they had that fuel shortage thing. They've cut down. They used to be flying all over. And we used to see the big Air Force SAC planes from Homestead. You'd see them. I guess they had to come down so low to get ready to go into Homestead because you could really distinguish them.
Oh. They were flying very low.
Yeah. And they used to have, see, they used to have VF-101, VX-1, and VS-30. And I think now they've only got VF-101, and they have that RBAH squadron in.
A little fighter squadron.
Mm-hmm. Huh. So.
Okay. Do you belong to any clubs or social groups or anything like that?
No.
You know, professional groups? Or?
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about your parents' birthplace, your mother and father?
My mother was born in Point Agoura, Florida, Point Agoura. My father's Key West.
Okay. Now you said your mother was born in Point Agoura mainly because she went up there, like her parents went up there and came back.
Yeah. Well, her mother is there. But she was supposed to be adopted by another family, and she was born and raised here. But she lived in Philadelphia some, and she lived in Tampa. Then she
That's
came
your
to
Cuba.
No, my mother.
Oh, your mother.
But she's been here most since she's about, I guess, around 6 years old, 5 or 6 years old.
Okay, but she was born there.
Yeah.
Now, where was her parents from? Your grandparents?
I have no idea where hers came from.
Okay, and but she was born there. She's been in Philadelphia, but she came here after she was born for a while.
Yeah. She's been here ever since she's around. I say since she's around 5 or 6 years old, she's been in Key West, and this is where she's lived.
Okay. And how about your father's grandparents? Are those the ones
that came? They're the ones that came to Key West from the Bahamas and England.
And that was back, what would they trace that back to? The last date that you found?
1864.
64. So that'd be...
Over 100 years.
Yeah, your great-grandfather.
This way, I know of... My grandmother, my great-grandmother, and I've heard of my great-great-grandmother. And when my grandmother's alive, back a little bit more, but that's about it.
Yeah, but the ones that were born or lived here, you know, your great-grandmother lived here?
My great-grandmother lived here, yeah.
And then your grandfather was born here?
I think so.
Yeah, and then your father.
So I've never been really interested in that family tree thing. Maybe as I get older,
yeah,
I will. But I know they all came. My father's side of family all came from here, but was born here. Our house, one of those old conk houses, that and the main section of the old house of the house, instead of using 2x4s, they use 4x4s.
Hmm.
And they have a. If you try to cut that wood, it'll spark out fire. That's how good it still is because it's that good mahogany. Stuff and has the wooden nails in it.
Hmm. I mean the pegs.
Mm-hmm, the wooden pegs.
The what was your father's occupation?
He's carpenter.
Carpenter. Okay. And how about did your mother work?
Well, she works. She's worked for the Navy, and she works right now for a bookstore.
So she's been like what? Well, she's been employed, but...
She's always been working ever since I was little. Oh. Maybe a year or two here and there where she didn't.
Okay.